Thanks for downloading Inheritance Tracks. This was first broadcast in 2010, and you can hear more every week on Saturday Live, BBC Radio 4's top live Saturday morning live radio programme, from 9.
If it hadn't been for a bad cycling accident as a young man, Paul Smith would never have become the hugely successful designer and style ambassador that this country knows and loves. Now, cycling was his passion as a young boy growing up in Nottinghamshire, but he ended up having to spend months in hospital after a collision when he was just 16. Once he was better, though, he decided that a career in art and design beckoned. An evening class in tailoring led him to opening his first shop in Nottingham, but by 1976 he was showing his collections in Paris. His clothes usually come with a trademark set of stripes somewhere in them. They're grown up, pared down, and ever so stylish. And Paul is insatiably curious, often stopping off to browse a junk shop and once turning up at a meeting with an inflatable tomato in tow. What a guy. Sir Paul Smith, these are your Inheritance Tracks.
The one that leapt into my mind from my childhood was The Ugly Duckling by Danny Kaye.
There once was an ugly duckling with feathers all stubby and brown.
Only because it goes, get out of town, get out, get out, get out of town. So how can you forget that?
Get out, get out, get out of town.
There was a programme on Saturday or Sunday, which was Family Favourites or something, and obviously my parents must have had it on, and it just sort of stuck in my head. I can't remember being a child, really, very much at all. I remember being 11 onwards, because I was 11 when I got my first racing bike, and then from 11 onwards it was all about becoming a bike racer and aspiring eventually to be a professional, which, of course, I never made. I never would have done, because I wasn't really anywhere near good enough.
Get out of here. And he went with a quack and a waddle and a quack and a very unhappy tear.
I had a bad accident when I was 17 on the bike and ended up in hospital for 3 months. And when I came out, I arranged to meet a few patients that had been in the hospital, and by chance, one of them chose this pub in my hometown of Nottingham, and it happened to be the pub where all the local art students went. After a few visits, I started to get to know a few of the students, and then suddenly we're talking to people about being an architecture student and a photography student, and then, of course, fashion student. And eventually I went to work for one of them who was opening a little shop, and then progressed from there, really. So I literally fell into fashion, really.
A swan? Me a swan? Ah, go on. And he said, yes, you're a swan. Take a look at yourself in the lake and you'll see. And he looked and he saw and he said, I am a swan.
My dad was a very charismatic man, very full of energy, quite artistic in his own way. He was a founder member of the local camera club, built his own dark room in the attic, so he used to do all his own developing and printing. So when I was 11 onwards, I used to often go up in the dark room with him and learn about developing and printing, and watching the images come up in the sort of chemicals of the tray where you put the paper, and, you know, it was just a very exciting time, you know.
But a glide and a whistle and a snowy white bag.
We've recently had a film crew here from France for weeks, actually. They were quite amused when I was doing a trial run for Ugly Duckling. So, shaking my backside to make a duck. Unfortunately, that might appear on film somewhere, which I'm not sure is very good for the old image, you know, but who cares?
Not I.
The passing on one is Astral Weeks by Van Morrison.
If I ventured in the slipstream between the viaducts of your dream.
I think I chose Van because he's taken me around the world a lot. I travel for about 7 months a year. And, you know, he's always been on, in the early days, a CD, and hopefully the hotel had got a CD player, and now on the iPod. So, Van, it's just very timeless, I think.
Would you kiss my eyes, lay me down?
Around that time, 68, I was buying a lot of music all the time. It was the sort of, it's what you did. So I had a beautiful deck, and I remember buying it on vinyl. I think it was a picture of his face on the sleeve, and I've seen him in concert many, many times, and sometimes been disappointed because he's renowned for being quite grumpy and not in the mood, and then other times where he's just taking your breath away. So, yeah, he's the one I chose.
I'm pushing out the door. Could you find me? Would you kiss my eyes? Lay me down. Silence easy to be born again.
In the 1960s period, I dipped into all that hippie thing because I had very long hair and very flamboyant clothes, and that was very much about the whole King's Road, caftans, and I think I actually had bespoke, made-to-measure suits really young because I was so interested in the whole how suits were made and how they were cut, and I befriended the local tailor and used to go there and drive him mad every lunchtime by standing next to his cutting table and watch him cut out. I think my first suit I ever had, which was ridiculous because it was beautiful handmade suit, but it was in pale green, and the second one was pale pink. And then I used to have my boots made down here in Pratt Street in Camden, where there was a Greek shoemaker and bootmaker, so I had like red patent boots and green glove leather boots and python boots. And I suppose I was a dandy, really, rather than a hippie, which was also a strong trend at the time. So that was the origin, I suppose, of what I do for a living now.
I'm putting on his little red shoes. I'm pointing a finger at me.
Van came to one of my shows actually once, which was amazing. Because at one point in my history, he bought a house that I had. I was moving house, and he was the one that bought my old house. So I ended up meeting him, and then I was doing a fashion show, and I said, "Oh, do you want to come along?" And he did, amazingly. It seems to have touched so many people over the years, and it still stands up as being modern, emotional, cool, and I just think it's just stood the test of time. So I think they'd just hopefully give them goosebumps the way it does me.
Could you find me? Would you kiss my hand?
You've been listening to Inheritance Tracks from Saturday Live. There are many more to treasure and enjoy on the BBC Radio 4 website, where you can also download Desert Island Discs.